Hey, hello, hello. I'm gonna play a little something for you, as always. This is mostly because I somehow out of the blue remembered this album that I used to listen to a lot, like, oh goodness, decades ago. And what I was gonna say is it's mostly because of the title. The name of the album is Forever Changes. And the group is called Love. So the group is Love, and the way that it shows up on in my iTunes is Love Forever Changes. And so a couple things. One is that I think, I can't remember how it dropped in, but I remember that I used to listen to this way back when, during a really, really hard time. And secondly, I love the title, Forever Changes, just because I was just talking to some friends of mine about change and how the chapters of our lives and the different loves that we have, that some of them lifelong, some of them come and go, some of them are brief, but really have such a big impact on us. And so it just seemed like the right thing to play. I just looked it up and added it. As you guys know, because I've talked about this before, I have a playlist that is called Feel Good / Hospice. And there's now like, I think there's 300 and some songs in this playlist. I was laughing to myself recently saying that, you know, at some point I will be on that, I'm putting this in quotes, you know, the deathbed, right? It could be today. I don't know, right? We never know that. But if I'm lucky and I have, you know, those last years, and I know that they're my last days of my last years, I have this music that I think would be really wonderful to just listen to as a way of traveling to places in my life and traveling to chapters and people that I've loved. And all of that I just jumped right into. But what I want to say is I'm making you this recording not on the day that I'm going to be sending it to you. I'm going to schedule it because this week I'm traveling to my mom's house in Ohio. And we have, my nieces are coming in and my sister's coming to my mom's house, and we're having an early holiday gathering because I just turned out that way. One of my nieces was going to be going there, and the flights are really inexpensive, so it's a good, really good time to be flying. And on Sunday, when I normally would create and send you the Lovegram, I'm going to be with them, and I want to be able to schedule this so that I can connect with you, but that I can, don't have to take time away from what's going to be, I'm sure, like a really wonderful weekend with family. So just saying that now. So it's a little bit funny because I'm recording this on Sunday. So I'll schedule it for next Sunday. And that way I can have a little bit of everything. You know, I love connecting with you. And this is actually, it's interesting because if you listened last Sunday, I had actually created that recording on Black Friday because I knew I was not going to be around in the morning today. This is a little bit like a house of mirrors. Anyways, point being, I think that what I want to talk about today is related to what I was bringing up last week, which was last week I was saying it's almost December, right? So it's now December while you're listening to this, but that idea of what do you want for the end of the year? How do you see your time with family and friends? How do you see yourself sort of wrapping up 2021 and looking into this next year? And what I want to say to you today is related to that, in that I I know that life is complex, right? I know that it's not so easy as I might have made it sound last week. I'm aware of that, that it's not like we just have intentions or visualize what we want and then boom, there it is. I realize that we have these multi-layered lives filled with different people's expectations. We have ongoing, you know, chapters opening and closing and celebration and grief. I think a couple times this year, recently, I've made the Lovegrams called, you know, grief and celebration. And I might end up calling this one that again, too, because it seems like that's what wants to be talked about today again, which is how we hold our intentions for the future, even while we might be in grief about things from the past or things that are currently happening, which, you know, in all transparency, this is kind of where I am. You guys, if you've been listening, you kind of know that this fall has been a time of different kinds of piggybacked grief for me. There's been some places where I've really had to let go and places where I've had to sort of trust that something new will come in. I was reminded earlier today, I was talking to a friend and reminded of that cliche, but there's a reason things are cliches, right? So the, you know, when a door closes, a window opens. And I was reminded of that, but it doesn't, it's not like the door closes and then the window opens like a second later. You know, sometimes it takes a long time and we're sitting in those places of in-betweens or crossroads. And so I'm about to go to my mom's house and I have so much love for my mom and my nieces are going to be there and my sister's coming and my son's dad is coming with me. But many of you know that typically for like the last however many years, we've gone at Christmas time and my son and Ian have also gone with me, with all of us. So it's been Bob and Ian and Kane and myself. And it's just been a tradition that is not happening this year. So I've been experiencing a lot of letting go around that and a lot of holding on to be honest, like, so letting go, but also wanting to hold on. My son is 21 and he's living at UC Berkeley and he has a house. So there's not, what do I want to say? It's just, things are different. And Ian and I are going through a difficult period. His mom is going through a really hard period. There's just like lots of different things that are happening that are making this year different. And so I'm taking my own advice that I was talking about last week, which is how to have the kind of connections with people, the meaningful connections. And then the next step of that, which is how to do that, maybe when things don't look quite the way that I want them to, or that they usually do. And I hope as I'm talking that you're thinking about this for yourself, right? So I hope that as I'm talking, maybe some of you are going through, you've had a deep grief this year, you've lost someone, something has changed, or maybe not. Maybe you've changed. Maybe there's something different in you and that things are looking different because of that. I guess I'm just asking you to pause again. I think last week I asked you to pause. To pause and really consider how to bring these like various parts of who you are and what you're experiencing into a place of compassion, into a place of acceptance, into a place of intention. So I'm going to play a little music again. Sometimes that inspires me when I'm not quite sure where my conversation is going with you. I just glanced up and I saw again the title, right? Love Forever Changes. And so this idea of how we change along with our lives changing, along with love changing, along with life and death and the seasons changing. There's something about when we enter this holiday season that for a lot of people, not for everyone, but it can feel as if it's like, you know, there's a lot going on. There's kind of a rushedness to it. And then at one point we suddenly find ourselves in a brand new year with the expectations that we might have for ourselves and our lives and the people around us, and a taking stock can happen at the end of the year, at the beginning of a new year. And I guess maybe here's the message that just dropped in. And it's first and foremost for me, but it's also for you because you're standing here right with me, which is how to bring as much compassion for yourself and your life as you possibly can. So no matter what is going on, you know, if you, like me, are in a sort of a crossroads where it feels like some things are changing and new chapters are not yet started, but the old chapters are closing, and, you know, you might be in a period like that. You might be in a typical holiday season. It might feel just like, oh, there's a lot of stuff going on. You're going to see a lot of people. There's a lot to do and buy and, you know, people to see. You might be in that. You might be feeling lonely. You might be not looking forward to the holidays and wishing that something was different. You might be grieving someone, or you might be ill, or you might be any possibility of how you're feeling. Can you bring that pause and offer yourself love and compassion, no matter what? And I know it's a simple message, but it's funny. I was just listening to some recordings I'd made for myself recently, and several of them said, you know, back to the basics, which is be here now in the moment, breathe, get in your body, try to find a pinprick of light. And when you do, can you give a pinprick of light to someone? You know, can you look around? Can you find someone who might be having a hard time? Knowing full well that finding the pinprick of light for ourselves and then offering it to someone can be so healing. Back to the basics. And I think one of those big basics is, no matter what is going on, to be able to stop and breathe, close your eyes, that's what I'm doing right now, and offer yourself love and compassion. That's it. That's simple. So while you're listening to this, I will be at my mom's with my family, and I'm so glad that we are on this journey together. I'm so glad to make you this recording now and schedule it, you know, so that I know that we can stay connected. I've said this a million times since the pandemic started, Ram Dass, we're all just walking each other home. And I love that. I love the idea that even from afar, even no matter what's going on, that we can show up, we can talk about grief, we can talk about celebration, we can talk about everything in between, we can hold everything. I think that's part of the back to the basics, is really being able to hold a myriad things, you know, that may not even feel like they go together, but we can do that, especially when we're together. So thank you. Thanks for being by my side. And I send you love. Bye-bye.